Okay, everybody, welcome to 5 Minute Philosophy with me, Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris.
So, what topic are we looking at today?
We are looking at leisure.
Okay, cool. But before we do anything, we need to put the timer on.
We do. So I'll go 5 minutes now. Go. Okay.
So,
I'm asking the questions, aren't I, think?
Yeah.
So, Stanley, leisure. I think you've got a specific definition of leisure. Tell us about
it. So I think my definition of leisure would be sort of, it would kind of be the opposite of work, but it would be more of like a break from work.
Okay.
Almost.
When does work turn into leisure and leisure turn into work? What happens between those? Because it could be a bit blurred for some people, maybe.
Leisure, I think, well, a few people would say that leisure turns into work when it starts being something that you don't enjoy. But some people also say, and I think I agree with them, leisure turns into work when you start getting paid for it.
Right, okay.
Because then you're doing it as a job, and you've got stresses, and it's not really a hobby anymore. It's more of a need, because you need to do it. Whereas a hobby you can do it whenever you like.
Yeah.
But with work, you have to do it all the time so that you can, well, get money.
Get money, yeah.
And actually get money so that you can have leisure.
Yes. And so we sort of have, how much leisure, well, I guess we have, two-thirds of our time, let's say, is leisure. Could be used for leisure, because the rest of the time is either school or work for about 8 hours a day. But what happens if we get more time to do leisure? Imagine if the whole world did nothing but leisure, and work was taken care of by robots.
Okay.
What would the world look like?
Well, I'd just like to point out first that there would be no such thing as leisure, I think.
Ah.
Because, like I said at the start, leisure is a sort of, I think I said this, I can't remember, but leisure is a break from work. Mm. Leisure is a break from the hardships of work.
That's interesting. So are you saying maybe if we did nothing but leisure, it might sort of become more like work?
Well, I don't know if it would become work, but I would say that it wouldn't be so much like leisure anymore. It would be more normal, almost. Because leisure is cool, is leisurely, because it's good and it's better than normal life.
Right, and that's interesting.
So leisure would turn into normal life, and then there wouldn't really be much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain, but.
And what? Okay, so what about school? The role of school at the moment, right now, is pretty much to prepare you for life, and probably more so prepare you for work.
Yeah.
And so if life was just nothing but leisure, what would school be for?
Well, I don't know if there would... I think school would be more for introducing you to the different types of fun and leisure there would be. But actually, I think this is sort of to do with the same thing. I don't think leisure would be that leisurely anymore, because of the point that I pointed out a few minutes ago. And also because of the fact that you would be preparing for it for years, and then you'd kind of, it wouldn't be fun anymore because you'd done it so much already.
Yeah, you'd be sort of professional. It would be like professionalizing leisure, which is kind of the opposite of what it should be. That's interesting. So I had another question about leisure has to be, you know, if you've got a hobby. I don't know, if you make a model, make models as your hobby, someone has to produce the models for you to make. So, and they have to get paid for that at the moment. So what happens when everyone's just doing leisure?
Well, Number one, I'd say that most of the time, your example was models, and
yeah.
people making models as their hobby. Quite a lot of the time, these are made by robots.
Mm.
And I think in a world of leisure where it was only people having fun and that kind of thing, I think it would be more robots.
More robots. And
yeah,
you said that.
More robots
than
humans.
Got it in just before the timer. Well, as the timer went, nice work. Just stop that. Thank you, Stanley. Okay, that's it for leisure, I think.
Yeah, so we think we might start something new this week. We think we might start letting you send in some big subjects that you think you could send, that we could do for our 5-minute philosophy.
That's right. Leave a comment on the review section of your podcast, wherever you get it.
Yeah.
And we'll pick it up from there as well. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.